Hey guys, it's Jamise, and I'm back here for another episode of the Letting Go of Perfectionism podcast. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've been on here, since I've recorded an episode. But when I'm not on here, I'm other places. And yeah, I'm testing out a new microphone. So I'm going to also check and see how the sound comes through with this microphone that I'm using. And maybe one day I'll post and show the microphone because it's actually a really funny microphone. But okay, so I wanted to get on here and record an episode because, as you know, when I have this burning feeling to share with the world what needs to be said and what people need to hear in order to just help themselves in their lives and on their journeys, I get on here and do that. But I first wanted to mention, I did post a post that said, "I hope your weekend gives church, brunch, books, vibes, Drake Take Care album, sparkling pear juice from IKEA, lemon pepper chicken wings, and Brussels sprouts." And I hope that your Sunday gave that, but I also hope your week is giving that as we head into this 2023 Thanksgiving holiday weekend as well. So what prompted me to come on here to record this episode was just some really great conversations I was having with people. And I find that when I'm having the same conversation over and over and over again, that repetition is indicative that this is universally relevant for more than just the two or three people that I'm having the conversation with. So let me take us way back to a scene and chapter that is not in my book, but will be in one of my future books. There's this scene in Philadelphia where I've hired I call her a decluttering lady. She's an organizing lady. For me, she was like a fairy godmom because she just really came through and didn't even know it. But I hired her and she came in to help me to straighten out and organize my closet. And we wanted to come up with a system that would help me to, when I would return home from a week of travel for work, get my suitcase unpacked and the items in my suitcase out of the suitcase and where they belonged. Well, what we discovered was that the reason why I was coming back from my trips and leaving things in my suitcase was because my items in the suitcase didn't really have a place where they belonged. So we created these places. We had places in the closet that we hung up. Sweaters go here, t-shirts go there, pants go here. We had places in the drawers. Winter items go here, summer items go there. We had a place to divide the undergarments. Top undergarments go here, bottom undergarments go there. And she said that this is a system of organizing that helps you to understand where each of the items in your bag belong outside your bag. Here's where your toiletries can go. Here's where, you know, whatever it was that I was packing and wanted to get unpacked. Here's where your dirty laundry goes. Right here, here's where the clean clothes go. This was the system we developed. So here's the most pivotal part of that scene. After we finished working together, after she completely transformed my life and closet, on her way out of my house, she said, "See how this system works for you. If you find that the system is not working, if you find that you're still coming home after this and not unpacking your suitcase, give me a call back. We'll adjust the system." Those words alone. The "call me back, we'll adjust the system." She communicated to me without knowing. She said, "You are not broken and we can fix the system around you." In other words, if there's a behavior that we want to have you modeling that you're not, we can tweak the system and the environment you're in to get you to do that thing. You are not broken. We don't have to fix you. The system is broken and we can fix it. That was what that communicated to me. And it was one of the most healing things I could have heard at that point in my life and in my career, in my mid to late 20s, and on the verge of a major career change. This was right before one of my biggest career changes that I was about to make. Now, I had already worked with a personal trainer who taught me about pushing towards failure and how failure is a part of success and all these things. And I can get into that story in a different podcast episode. But this woman coming in and telling me, you are not broken. And if what you're doing is not working to help you get the end goal and result you want and need, we can fix that. Not you, but that thing, that system was just so powerful. And so I want to share that with you as a listener. If you're not reaching the goal that you want, the outcome you want, it's not that you're broken. You don't need fixing. It's something as it relates to that system that can be adjusted to help you to reach that outcome. Now, what really, 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 really made me want to get on here and record this episode was this. I recently signed up for group fitness classes. I know, I haven't said this on record, but in my record, I was not a group fitness class type gal. It was just not something I enjoy. I preferred one-on-one personal training. I preferred working out on my own. And group fitness was just not my thing. It didn't interest me. It didn't motivate me. It wasn't fun. None of that. Well, this summer I was in Chicago and I got a chance to go to a group fitness class with a friend and former faculty member, and it was just the most amazing thing. I think the reason it was so amazing was because I went from not exercising, not working out, and barely piecing together a workout to being in a full-fledged gym working out with a trainer, with other people. But ultimately, this was the difference between are you working out or are you not. I was not, and I wanted to. Well, this system of go to a workout class enabled me to. And it actually motivated it and inspired me to continue to work out and to move my body and to eat nutritiously once I left class and was out on my own the rest of that week in Chicago. Now, let me just kind of put a pin in that and do a slight sidebar here. If you are just in life, but I'll just specifically say, in your early 30s or maybe even your late 20s, and there was something that you didn't particularly care for when you were younger, so in your 20s or even before that, let me just encourage you to give it a try. Because when I tell you, celery was not my thing back in the day, and now I have been finding myself enjoying me some celery seasoning, celery baked in my chicken, celery, okay? When I tell you that carrots was not my thing back in the day at all, ever, because with celery, I can say at the after school programs when they would serve it and, you know, you would eat it with your peanut butter and put the raisins on top for the ant farm or whatever it's called. I used to bang with celery, and I had actually almost choked on some celery when I was a kid, but that's not why I stopped eating it. I just stopped eating it because I didn't care for the taste. But fast forward back to today with carrots. I just never cared for carrots. People would eat them and make them look so yummy, and I would always wish I liked them, and I didn't. Now, I will say I made one slight tweak, which was the carrots that I get are multicolored carrots, which I enjoy. I think that is helping make a difference, but there are some orange carrots in there, and I do eat those. So nonetheless, I am enjoying carrots in a way that I never thought I would, because before I didn't like carrots. Let me try and think of one more example of something. I mean, I feel like the group fitness class is the other thing. I'll just have that be my third so I can unpin this conversation. But back in the day, I did not care for group fitness. And with the goals that I had, for being quite frank, group fitness just did not fit the mold. The goals I had with, you know, changing my body composition, with losing 8 to 10 pounds, with increasing percent body mass, like those were goals that I was best suited to pursue and accomplish while working with a fitness professional one-to-one. Like, the fitness professional taught me about letting go of perfectionism in my fitness and, like, pursuing failure. And failure through doing as many reps as possible. Failure through, like, muscle failure where you are doing reps and sets and then your muscle just can't lift anymore. That type of thing. I would not have gotten that type of education and training and molding mentally just casually in a group session. So I still stand by, you know, one-to-one in anything, but in this case, one-to-one personal training, it has its pros. It has its, you know, reasons for why it's there and why one would do that instead of group fitness. But now I'm kind of entering into a space where I need group fitness and I'm benefiting from it. And here's how. My goal is to work out 3 to 5 times a week. That's my target, that range. And I found that I wasn't doing that. Funny enough, a couple years ago, a friend actually asked, how many times do you work out per week? And I told her, 3 to 5. And I said, let me go check my tracker. Check my tracker. I had only worked out once that week and once the week before. And I was like, wow. You know, sidebar, that's the power of tracking. Numbers don't lie, okay? You feel like you working out 3 to 5 times a week, you actually only did one, okay? End sidebar. I had a goal to work out 3 to 5 times a week, and I was starting to find that I was back in that range of not working out 3 to 5 times a week. And so, because I had enjoyed the group fitness experience in Chicago and had literally decided I want to find those options for myself in California when I get back home, because I wasn't working out as many times as I wanted, I viewed group fitness as this thing I could just throw myself into. Want to get a workout in? Go to the group fitness class. Only worked out once today? Go to a group fitness class, guaranteed to work out that day. Only worked out once this week? Go into a group fitness class, guaranteed to work out another time this week. You see what I'm saying? So, like, last week, I did a group fitness class on Monday. I felt super pumped, super inspired, worked out on my own Wednesday, worked out on my own Friday, and came back for some more on Sunday, period. Now, this week, Monday, I worked out on my own because I was feeling it, okay? I plan to do group fitness either Wednesday or Friday. I doubt I'll do it on the weekend. I just would prefer to kind of keep it contained in the week. 6 a.m. class, get it done, okay? And that's contributing to my 3 to 5 per week range. And it's taking some of the pressure off of me to show up to my workout, follow my plan, pay attention to what I'm doing, push myself, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's just, you know, this added benefit, which I didn't value as much, which is I didn't value it as much before. It wasn't an interest. It wasn't a goal. And that is just kind of just being in community, because if you go to the gym and you work out by yourself, you know that generally you're in there, you're focused on what you got going on, other people focus on what they have going on, and when y'all finish, y'all are out, okay? And that's not to say I don't talk to the staff and stuff, but just the fitness community, the people that are working out. So I even have found that going to this group fitness class, the trainer is like a part of that community for me now. You know, he's there, he's in it. My interaction with that trainer is what led me to want to record this podcast today, because that group fitness instructor trainer, he said, and it was just so good. I was on my way out after the first class last week, and I was telling him how I was trying to figure out, you know, the right workout plan for me and how group fitness just wasn't it for me before. And the comment he made after that was just so profound. He's like, you know, the workout that's right for you is the workout that you're going to do. I was like emoji, like what? Like, so amazing. So good. So good. So good, because it's so broadly applicable to more than just your freaking fitness. Like, I was just thinking now, the budgeting system that's right for you is the budgeting system that you're going to implement and follow. The meal plan that's right for you is the meal plan that you're going to prep and eat. The business that you're building, the one that's right for you is the one that you're going to build and enjoy working within, right? Like the journaling system that's right for you is the journaling system that you're going to follow through on and do. The monthly, weekly, daily routines and habits that are right for you are the ones that you're going to follow through and do. The system that is right for you is the system that you're going to follow and be able to effectively do. Period. Full stop. Point blank. So the budgeting coach I was working with, she said that sometimes clients come to her and they say, well, you know, tell me what to do. You know, what budgeting system should I put in place? Tell me what to do. And I liken it to tell me what workout plan to do. Tell me what meal plan to follow. And it's just like the man said, the one that's right for you is the one that you're going to follow. Like, you know, as a consultant, as an expert, and as a professional supporting people who are pursuing their goals, I am able to provide you with options and examples. Because, I used to hate when I used to ask someone for help and they say, oh, just do what's right for you. Bro, if I knew what was right for me, promise you, I wouldn't be here talking to you, okay? Give me some ideas. Tell me some things that you've tried. Give me some options. It's just like recently I was talking to a business strategist that I'm planning to bring on board who was like, you know, she's like, what stage are you in your business? And I'm like thinking to myself, like, well, would be real nice to know what those stages are so I can pick from it, because like I don't know what stage I'm in and I don't know what the stages are, so I'm about to just spitball something and hopefully you understand what I mean when I say what stage I'm in, and hopefully I'm meaning the same thing as you. Come to find out, the answer I gave, I was actually further along than that, and it's just like, well, again, I don't know what the stages are, so I can't really tell you, you know, what stage I'm in. What are the stages? What are the characteristics of that particular stage? How do you know when you've advanced to the next stage? Okay, that was a sidebar pen. Let me bring it back. It's helpful when consulting with a client, for instance, for me to give you an example of what you could try, but it is nearly impossible for me to tell you exactly what will work for you because I don't know you, you know you. Now, it is possible as I get to know you and get to understand how you think and how you work and what you prefer that I can better map and match you to what would work. But to just be looking at you as this blank slate that I know nothing about or little about, I can't really tell you, and she can't tell me, you know, what system will work best for me. And then working together, we can begin to evaluate, is this working and what's not working? And then we can address the things that are not working. Which really brings us full circle back to my decluttering, cleaning, organizing lady who goes, if this is not working for you, give me a call back and we'll fix the system. Because you're not broken. Oh, I love that so much. I love that so much. So cheers to finding what works, to working in collaboration with experts and people just a little bit further along than you. Experts, people who know more than you in a particular subject area and topic that can help you find what works so that you can get the results you want, so that you can reach the goals that you have, all that good stuff, okay? That's the podcast episode, though. That's really it. The workout plan that's right for you is the one that you're going to follow, period. The budget system that's right for you is the one that you're going to follow. Just a couple announcements before I hop off this episode. My audiobook did drop recently. It has been recently released on Amazon Audible. I encourage you to go and check it out. My book, Letting Go of Perfectionism, which we released a paperback version of about a year ago, it is officially available on audio. So now you can listen to me, as my sister said, read my book to you. And so I hope that you are able to grab a copy, listen to it over the holidays and enjoy the experience. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the holidays. And until next time, enjoy letting go of perfectionism so that you can reach destiny on the course of this life journey. Thanks so much for tuning in. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.